Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
For it isn't the cutting of our bodies that makes us children of God. It is worshiping Him with our spirits. That is the only true circumcision. We Christians glory in what Christ Jesus has done for us, and we realize that we are helpless to save ourselves. Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 3, Paul the Apostle, writing to this church in Philippi, is pointing out to these people that those who were of the true circumcision, well, they weren't necessarily those who had the physical mark of circumcision, but the ones who were truly circumcised were those who were circumcised of the heart. In Romans 2:29, Paul clarifies this issue by saying, "But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God." And then in Deuteronomy 10:16, all the way back, we read, "Circumcision, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked." Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. You see, the Jews of that time were trying to be right with God through this one physical act. But the Bible says they had it backwards. See, the Bible tells us our physical actions, however indeed important, follow a righteous heart and a commitment. It's never going to happen the other way around. True circumcision is spiritual, not physical. Inward, not outward. Reality, not a right. Well, what about our service? Does that play into all of this? The King James Version commentary reads, "Christians practice priestly service in a spiritual ministry. Their service is inspired by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, and supported by the Holy Spirit. Sacred service is of the heart, not by ordinances and traditions," end quote. You see, these are the things that we do because we worship. We do them as a result and activities of worship. They're not the basis and they're not the spirit of worship. Oh, true, they may help us focus upon God. They may stir up in us a passion to worship Him. But as stated, they're not the basis or the spirit of worship. No, true worship, you see, goes beyond just praising God. True worship goes beyond singing hymns or even participating in some sort of worship service. The essence of worship is living a life that is obedient in its service to God. But Hebrews 13:16 says, "But don't forget to be doing good and sharing," exhort the writer of Hebrews. "For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." So true worship, it involves every aspect of life. Chapter 2, verse 13 of this very letter actually tells us how it works. Paul wrote there, "God working in us, giving us the desire to obey Him and the power to do what pleases Him."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.